Hello, welcome to the talk Status of Open Office on FOSDEM 2020. My name is Peter Kovac, or short nicknamed Petko, and I will talk with you today on a look back on what happened in 2020, and as a basis for that I use the quarterly reports that the PMC provides to the Apache Foundation and which get published after some time. So due to 2020, the last quarter is missing because it has not published yet, but yeah, well, we can update this. And also I will look at the mail figures of 2018, 2019 and 2020 to show you a little bit how much talking is happening in the project. We were looking at the main development mailing list. There are some other resources, but nothing is so central than the development mailing list. In January, we start the year 2020 with a just released 4.1.7 version. At the end of 2019, we released it. We usually release our version at the end of the year. We aim at releasing one major release. Currently we only do maintenance. We plan to release 4.2.0, which will be a minor release because we changed a lot of stuff in the background. Yeah, something like we will see. You see here Poodle, for example. In the past, we did translations very much different than the than before, and with 4.2, we have CI/CD pipeline that is almost doing automatically the taking out from our Poodle website the translations and converting the files into small file packages that we can use when the program is starting. But there are still issues with 4.2.0, so we are a bit reluctant to release this just yet because it's not in the shape we want to have it for the users. And so we started the discussion in January already to do another 4.1.8 release, which we might see later this year. There is a from the organization part, there is, we do not have much organization at all. There is basically the PMC led by the chair. The chair is reporting to the ASF, so to the foundation with the help of the PMC. And we have a security list, and basically then it comes already to the published dev list where everyone is working there. So the chairman is quite substantial role, and because it's work and it's not bringing always the project up front, writing reports or making sure that the reports are written is one main task the chairman has. And so we have agreed upon that we change on yearly or 2-year basis. So, in 2019, my 2-year service for as a chair has been finished, and I pass it on to Jim. In January, we have there a very nice handover, and Jim was starting there. As I mentioned before, we with 4.2 we changed the way we do translations. We do it then. We do it for 4.2 in a web service. The web service gives interested translator easy and low low entry. It's really simple to get in. All you need to know is a little bit of English and your home work, and then you can start as soon as you have an account to translate the UI and help site. And the help we ship. We reported in that year, and this is something that accompanies the project for quite some time, is that we have a hard time in getting new volunteers in. It's getting slowly better, I think, so at least we have some successes to count on, where people have been able to work towards the project on a longer period of time, and we are quite positive that we will getting better at integrating and including more and more people as the time goes forward. So what happens in Q1 is first that chair position didn't work out for Jim. Which can happen. No one is in this position. I mean, Jim can do it. He done a lot on Apache foundation level. He was chair before, I think, but at this time, early 2019, for a personal reason, it didn't work out for him, which is totally fine. And we were happy that Carl stepped up, and we could move basically from Jim to Carl. At the end of Q1, Carl takes the position of Jim and takes the responsible to get this reports done. Poodle, we were also happy that Poodle is quite good accepted, and we get more and more languages in. So we could announce that another language filled the state, so we can put it in a possible 4.2 release. What is necessary that language gets into release ready state is that the UI is 100% translated. So we have for each English string in the UI, we have an equal string in the language that is the target of the translation. Also, we see in Q1 that the acceptance of GitHub in our community raises. We have changed from SAP version to Git in 2019, also in the second part of the year, in a kind of quick action, and it took us a little bit to get everything straight out. In Q1 we're starting to use GitHub for the first time to support our project activities by using pull request to go into to take a review on the code to check out how things are done or how the changes, if they are good, if there needs to be some change, if they have the quality that we want. Also, the contributors are getting down a little bit from 14 in the quarter before that to 7, and it stays in the first half of year around that. We'll see that in the next slide also. Because we usually have, the community is more active in the second half of a year than in the first half. At least in the past it was that way. The migration, and we started the migration of the website. The website is consisting of static. We have a lot of websites that are static websites generated by markup, and we used an old setup that has been provided by us, Apache Software Foundation infrastructure, but it went out of maintenance quite a while ago, and there was the need to migrate to maintain setups, so Infra could switch off the old pipelines and stuff. It took us a while to get this migration started. But we are very thankful that Dave took this work and done here a valiant job, because we have so much information on our sites. This is quite extraordinary. Yeah, and in February we still visited FOSDEM. It was the last open source conference we could go to, which we took place in person starting of February. After that, most conferences have been delayed or went online. If we went to an online, I will mention it. But basically, FOSDEM was the last thing. We were there, and we were very happy because we always a quite substantial part of the community is meeting every year at FOSDEM. In Q2, we the engagement was not so big. It dropped a little bit, but we were happy that the committers Pedro Lino, Czeslaw Wolanski, and Detlef Nunn accepted the committers privileges, becoming long-time volunteers, were accepted by the community. I mean, they have before provided and supported OpenOffice. Detlef over a lot of years, Czeslaw and Pedro were mainly active for are mainly active in the translations and in testing. But in total, we have 8 code contributors in that quarter and a small amount of PRs. I just want to say that this was a quite chilling quarter. Q3 is another thing. We stepped up we put together this release 4.1.8. It has been the first release where we have notarized Windows and Mac installers, so you have less issues with when installing them on Windows machines. You see now that if you press on tick on the installer, you see now signed by Apache Software Foundation, or you see on Apple, you have no issues installing the software. On Apple, you have still the issue that if you run OpenOffice the first time, the gatekeeper will still tell you something of insecurity, but we work on that. It will get better in the future. The 4.1.8 release focuses again of bug fixes, which we backport mainly from 4.2 to the old branch, and it contains a lot of dependencies upgrades. A dependency is a library we use for convenience, and we need to update the libraries as they advance. We are now hitting slowly the issue that some distributions we still support have too old compilers for the latest version, so we could not update to the latest, but what was possible we did. With the 4.1.8 release, a lot of downloads have initiated again, so we hit the 300 million download mark. So all time downloads of OpenOffice is now at over 300 million. And if you look at how much downloads we have per month, it is something between 1.4 and 1.7 million per month, so this is quite substantial numbers in my opinion. Yeah, and we also see that a lot of we see updates from old versions. So every year, every update we see that more versions are updated, of course, from 4.128 and 4.17 and 4.12 or something, but also from 3.2. And 3.2 is something like 10 years old, you know? So this I think shows that even after so much time and the work we the project does and the volunteers get into is important. Yeah, people stick to the OpenOffice brand and want to use it in continuation. Yeah. Also in Q3 we finish the migration of the website. This is awesome work done by Dave. We basically now have everything on Git. We have a CI/CD pipeline. A change on the static websites is deployed automatically, can be by committers started automatically, and you just change a page and it gets deploy it into a test environment. You can check it there, and if it's okay, then you can push it to the production and everyone can see it. And it's really a fine piece of work. I'm very happy about that. Also in Q3 we had the ApacheCon 2020, which was held in Hoppen, and we put together 5 talks, which is also something new. In the time before, at least since 2016, we were never able to put talks together for an ApacheCon. There were various issues for that, but we did it in 2020, and this was an awesome time. the topics had a small range, went from again a status presentation, then we had about some extension reporting tool, about language tool, history of OpenOffice, and so on and so forth. I think one you can also see on the one talk is also given again here on FOSDEM by Carl. It's about I forgot. I'm sorry. Yeah, let's go on. 20 years ago, OpenOffice went open source from StarOffice, published by Sun. And we celebrate this 20-year birthday in a small event. We were really happy. I mean, who had thought in 2000 that an office suite based on open source will be last that long in whatever state, yeah? And we were happy that we had guests from USA and Germany. We discussed fine topics like open office on Raspberry, ODF 1.3, and we talked about generic document APIs, it was we had really a fun day and was really great. Last topic is, let's look a little bit about the mail data traffic. I show you here the mails going through the development mailing list. Development mailing list, as I said before, is the main mailing list we have. Almost all discussions taking place on the development mailing list, because we are so small community. The other lists are not used really infrequent. So if you look at 2018, we see that we start off with 200 mails, then have a small peak in March, but then it drops to May on a very low level and goes up in the second half of the year. Yeah, I mean, it's we have a usual something between 10 and 25, 30 participants on mails, yeah, on topics, yeah. So it's really not so, it's not so much people in talking, but it's quite substantial if you think about it. And you see here clearly in the second half, the engagement goes up, yeah. So as I said before, we're usually more active in the second half of the year, and we have always a weak second quarter. This is also normal, yeah. Nice was the strong first quarter, yeah. If we look at 2019, we have a strong January, but then we have a very, very low activity on the list in April, March, May. But in the second year, it goes up. Not so much, but yeah, it goes up. 4.1.7 is somewhere here. Yeah, you can see that. And then it goes down again. In 2020, maybe through Corona, who knows, the engagement stays quite high for our what we have for our needs, yeah, and goes up into the second half quite some time. I think we had 600 mails we didn't have for a long time, yeah. So and there's now also a sense of let's bring it on, let's attack, let's do more stuff. And I hope this carries through into 2021 and we see that we can take and that we can keep the initiative into this year, and we will see not that weak especially interesting will be the second quarter. I think first quarter can be exciting, but second quarter is usually very low. I hope we will break this trend and have a steady engagement throughout the year 2021. So I'm quite positive about the status. It's especially in 2020, it improved quite substantial, and I hope this carries on. If you want to keep track of OpenOffice and how it's evolving, then I can only recommend the published reports, which I have used as base here, except the mailing list and mailing numbers. I took them from the mailing archive, the numbers, and you can basically go here to wimsyapache.org/board/minutes/openoffice.html and have a look and check the latest report if it gets published, when it gets published. Yeah. Thank you for your time and your your efforts in following this presentation, and have a nice day and see you soon. Bye bye.